It's not a question of a parent having to know everything. They just have to be sort of open-minded and willing to learn along with the children.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
I'm the acting dean of the Brantford campus of Wilfrid Laurier University.
I think we can just jump right into these big questions. And I think the biggest question that homeschoolers get a lot is the socialization question. I think maybe we should start from there. Will your children be able to fit in to society, and how are they going to cope, and how will they ever get a job and school, as if school were the real world.
That's right. Yeah, it is a kind of very broad, I don't know, question or concern or something that people have about homeschooling and homeschoolers. I don't believe that it's a valid concern. Do homeschoolers get jobs? Yes, of course they do. Do homeschoolers fit into the larger social order? Of course they do. They do all the time. Homeschooling is not this kind of isolated activity that takes place in the, you know, just in people's basements and the kids never see the world. In many ways, it's a more integrated approach with the world because they're not tucked away in schools all day.
People will ask me, and I know lots of home educators will find that they're asked this question, can you provide a broad education for your child? The belief that, what are you going to do when you don't know something?
And, I mean, that is a question that you hear fairly often. Again, one that's informed more by just not really understanding what homeschooling is. No individual can be expected to know everything, whether they're a parent, a teacher in a school, a professor, or doctor, or lawyer, anything. What happens when homeschooling parents don't know the answer to a question, they either find out or they help their children to find out, and it's a kind of joint learning process. Really, the essence of homeschooling is to play a much more active role in your child's education than happens in many sort of schooled situations. So it's not about conveying knowledge from, you know, the mind of one person into the mind of another, sort of filling up this empty vessel that is your child. It's really giving them the opportunity and the resources to be able to learn on their own. So when they have questions, they're always going to have questions. They not only know the answer to a whole bunch of questions, but they also know how to find out when they don't know the answer. Really, it's not a question of a parent having to know everything. They just have to be sort of open-minded and willing to learn along with the children.
It's a multicultural situation these days. So there's citizenship education, and we'll have the question about, are home-educated kids getting enough exposure to other cultures?
I mean, it kind of depends on how homeschooling is done. If you're determined to isolate your child from the world, not expose them to the diversity of any particular country, then you can do that, you know, unfortunately you can do that pretty effectively whether you send your child to school or not. And it really doesn't have anything to do with homeschooling. If your kids are homeschooled and you're sort of interested in exposing them to the diversity that's out there, ethnically, politically, religiously, in terms of people's class background, all that kind of stuff, there are in many ways as many, if not more, opportunities to experience that diversity, to learn from that diversity through homeschooling than there is in schools, where you are sort of confined to a particular curriculum, you are confined to, you know, often a particular building for large portions of the day. You don't have as much free time to be able to go down to the community center where you're going to see people of different colors, different nationalities, different political persuasions, and learn from them. I mean, there are lots of racists and bigots around, and they're not all homeschooled. I mean, a lot of them went to school, so...
Exactly.
I guess you've read that article that I wrote.
Yes. And,
yeah, okay. I mean, one of the things that I sort of talk about in there a little bit is, you know, the socialization question and all these other things. They're really driven by, well, to sort of put it charitably, when people ask these kinds of questions, they're coming at it from a sort of a charitable interpretation is, well, we want to make sure that people are sort of integrating into the larger social order. But sort of behind that is this idea of citizenship and what they think a good citizen is. You know, schools traditionally have kind of adopted that, the responsibility for citizenship education. But it really, if you look at the history of citizenship education, it's not by sort of real design and purpose. Citizenship education comes out of classes in history and geography. Well, you know, that's not necessarily the best basis for citizenship education. And when people ask these kind of questions, they don't always have a clear vision of what a good citizen is in their own head, but they're just sort of wondering about, well, can you do it? Can you meet my understanding of a good citizen, even though I'm not quite sure what it is myself sometimes?
Yeah, that's
it doesn't necessarily work very well. So,
as far as university, that's another question that people may ask quite frequently.
Yeah.
Do kids that are home educated, do they succeed? Is it easy for them to get into university anyway?
That varies a little bit by jurisdiction. Certainly in the States, there was a lot of sort of media coverage a few years ago about some of the Ivy League schools and the top U.S. schools actually recruiting homeschoolers because their experience with homeschoolers tended to be very positive and they wanted to, you know, go out and beat the bushes and find more of these good students. I think I would say every year it becomes easier and easier for homeschoolers to get into university. Here in Ontario, there's been a significant increase in the interest in having homeschooled students come to university campuses. At Laurier, just as one example, we had a situation where we weren't that interested in homeschoolers for a while, but then we had some homeschoolers come. This is to the Waterloo campus, particularly in the Faculty of Music, and the people that we took in there just did fantastically. They're winning all kinds of prizes and major national scholarships and all kinds of stuff. Here in Brantford, we have a homeschool admissions policy. I think we're the first university in the province to actually have a separate policy for homeschoolers. I think we've admitted every single homeschool student who's applied. And by and large, they've done very well. We've had six, and one of them has not really done very well, but the other five have done extremely well. That's a better average than, you know, the population coming out of high schools, that's for sure.
Roll call! Come along now, you'll be late for parade! Rip, 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 car! Left,
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
Are you still involved in studying home educators?
I do some of that, yeah. Right now, I've got some other stuff. My other area is sort of the sociology of work and that kind of stuff, so I'm doing a bit more in that area right now, but I'm still very much interested in homeschoolers. And I think one of the things I'd really like to see in terms of research on homeschoolers and with homeschoolers is it's kind of a proper Canadian survey. We've had some surveys that have been done, but really the methodology, the way in which they were done was not particularly strong. If we could get a grant to be able to run a proper survey, we'd have a much better understanding of homeschoolers, which I think would benefit everybody. Remove some of the layers of ignorance around the practice and sort of let people know that, you know, it's not these sort of strange people off on the fringes of society that are doing this. It's very much a sort of mainstream activity, normal people that teaching their kids at home.
Is there any way that home education can impart some kind of helpful information or some helpful examples, or are they just so completely different that there's no way they can even cross over?
You mean for the public school system,
yeah,
or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways, I think there's a problem of scale there. If you're running a school system or even a school, you know, there does have to be a certain amount of routine and structure just to kind of manage the numbers. You don't really have those constraints in most homeschool situations. Some people will impose structure for other reasons because they think it's kind of the way to go and a good way to do things. But with a school, you know, whether it's a good idea or not to have specific classes at specific times.
So I was thinking also maybe in terms of, you know, how home educators tend to use the community a lot as a resource for education. Maybe schools could use that example, like we're a lot in the community, using meeting people, doing things with other community groups. And
And maybe this is a bit unfair to schools, but I think the way in which that tends to play itself out in schools is through these, you know, community service hours and volunteer hours and that kind of stuff, particularly at the high school level. You know, students need 40 hours of volunteer work to be able to graduate or something like that. I can't remember the details of it, but, you know, that's kind of forced citizenship in a way. And I'm just not convinced that that works particularly well. I think for most homeschoolers, there's a much more genuine engagement with the community, and is a much more, I guess, enriched experience for the children and for the community. So, I'm not sure. I mean, one of the things that we're doing at universities these days is something called community service learning, which is where our students, as part of their class, they go into particular communities, but it's an optional element of their class. And they'll work in a rest home or a child care center or a hospital or something like that. And then they are given sort of course credit for the work and the understanding that and the sort of connections that they build between the classroom and their work experience. And I think the key there is that it's voluntary. So students often get an awful lot out of that. Maybe, you know, introducing that voluntary element into the school system might be beneficial for them.
My friends from high school married their high school boyfriends, moved into houses in the same zip codes where their parents lived, but I could never follow. I hit the highway in a pink RV with stars on the ceiling. Live like a gypsy.
Atherton and his sister Devon decided to try school for various reasons. Sean's 15, Devon 14, and here's part of our interview that we did just a few weeks ago with a commentary from their mother, Monique Atherton.
So all that time you were homeschooling, right?
Yes. I would call it random pace of learning.
Okay, you can just elaborate a little bit.
Well, it wasn't, definitely wasn't structured. It was whenever I really felt like doing something, I would do it. And I felt I could learn really easy that way, and it worked really well for me.
Why did you decide to go to school?
One thing was because life on the farm started getting really boring when there was nobody to hang out with, and my mom started going to law school, so I couldn't really get any rides anywhere or anything like that, so I was kind of stuck there the whole time. Another reason is, I don't know, I thought I should give it another try since I had experience with school in, like, grade one a little bit. That didn't work too good for me, but I don't think I give it a fair chance, so I decided I would give it a chance. You know, may as well get my high school diploma, make things a little easier. I hate how they make it like that. If you get your high school diploma, it's easier. So I would really like to get into something like medicine, maybe. I don't know. Doors are completely open.
Okay, so what were your impressions of school like? I mean, coming from a background that was really more unstructured and freedom,
well,
really.
The thing that I find is it's very systemized. It's very together. No student is exceptional, basically, as I gathered. They basically look at everyone the same, I found.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are certain kids who have been on the honor roll for a long time, their whole time there, and they treat them a little differently and stuff, but pretty much everyone gets the same.
But, I mean, just the whole environment, like having to, you know, do assignments or do things like that. Were you able to cope? Like, were you able to make that switch? You know?
Yes, I was able to do that. It was strange at first. I was able to cope fine.
So you didn't have any worries around that then?
Before I went, I had plenty of worries. I was like, oh, I might not fit in well at all. That wasn't my biggest worry. My biggest worry was I wouldn't be able to do it, and I would let myself down.
A worry that was completely unfounded, eh?
That's right. And I also found out that when you push yourself to do something and you really think in your mind that it's going to be okay, then it usually does turn out to be okay.
The social scene, did you find it pretty good?
Some kids I found very easy to get along with, which you'll find pretty much anywhere. Some people you get along with, some people you don't. People who have been, I think, brought up in that whole system their whole lives live differently than, or have different thoughts of how things should be than homeschoolers do. They're different because of the systems they've grown up in. They have different family lives, too, because they're not with their families a lot. They're, you know, constantly on the go. Like, I hear a lot of kids talking really horrible stuff about their parents, and then I would be like, wow, I would never say something like that, you know, because I have such a great relationship with my parents.
Do you think you'll continue then, or do you think you might try homeschooling again?
I pretty much want to challenge myself to do this. I mean, like, basically learning at my own pace, there's not a challenge there. I think I'm ready for a challenge that school is, I don't know, kind of giving without, like, I could challenge myself. It's just, it's easier if the challenges are already there, you know. And I just have to do them.
You were able to make friends fine and everything, right?
I did find that I fit in really well. A lot of people liked me right away, others didn't. Within 3 weeks, I had already gotten into a fight, though. And it was bad. Fortunately, I was able to defend myself quite good, but it didn't work out so good for them. But that's not the point.
Hi, Devon.
Hi, Beatrice.
How old are you, then? I'll just jump right in.
I'm 14.
Okay. You've been homeschooled and following kind of an unstructured approach, right, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, up till I went to school.
Let's just talk about your impression at school, then.
Academically, it was fine. I was above average in almost all of my classes, and I contributed somewhat in classes. I'd done a lot of reading on my own time, so I was a really strong reader, and that, I guess, helped me along in all my classes, because mm-hmm. I could remember all the stuff through reading.
Right.
I guess.
Okay, let me just backtrack. What made you decide to go to school anyway?
My father.
Oh, okay. I guess it wasn't your own choice then.
No, not at all. But there was also the fact that I wanted to see, like, what else was out there. And, like, not just go through my life, because before I went to school, I was like, oh, school is gross, school is yuck, I don't ever want to go to school. Mm-hmm. People who are at school are terrible people.
Yeah.
And you get contaminated if you touch them and stuff.
What was your conclusion? What was your impression?
Well, it was very different afterwards. I mean, but oftentimes when you're forced into a situation, you don't like it mm-hmm. very much. Mm-hmm. So at first, I found it fun. Mm-hmm. And then a girl there that was supposed to be one of my best friends, well, things just got a little bit shady with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't getting along with most of the people in my class, I guess. Well, some of the people in my class. And there were a lot of rumors going around, which happens in a little tiny country school.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, socially, I didn't like it very much. And I don't know, I had a fairly good teacher, but he wasn't much help in the way of socialness because, I don't know, but I have a lot of friends still that are from school that I talk to, and I'm actually going out to see one of them tonight, but it was just more of the fact that, I don't know, I just wasn't enjoying it anymore. I would be alone a lot of the time at recess and stuff, and I don't know, I'd hear people talking about me all the time. I just didn't like it. So I wouldn't go along with their makeup stuff. I didn't really like putting on makeup, and I guess I didn't want to be the same as them, and that was different for them, I guess. But they'd already had their cliques and their little groups formed since they were really little, and I guess it was harder for them to just, you know, open up and let someone else in because they'd been, like, together in the same way for so long.
Yeah. And so was it a relief to quit then?
In some ways. I mean, it was strange because I was hating my time at school for about a month, and then right about the time that I was going to quit, I had some really good friends there, and it was getting better, right? And they were being nicer to me, and I was, like, I don't know, I was having more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd already made a lot of commitments, like, out of school. I wasn't enjoying myself still.
Mm-hmm.
It was making me very unhappy, I guess.
Do you feel happy with your decision to be back to homeschooling then?
Yeah.
Right. And another thing I wanted to ask, like, when you were at school, did you find it took a lot of time up?
Yeah, because my bus ride was an hour long, so I wouldn't get back till like 4:30, and I'd have to, like, help out with supper and do a bunch of stuff, and I don't know, there was homework, and, like, it just was too much of my time, and I found that in class it kind of dragged because, like, I don't know, people were always talking and stuff like that, so we didn't really get anything done.
Yeah.
I think it was entertaining, but...
Yeah. For your future, do you think you'll go back into high school at any point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I might be going to high school in Mexico for a little while this year.
Wow.
Well, we have friends there,
okay.
Right, that live in Puerto Vallarta or something like that. I can't remember
mm-hmm.
what it's called. And from when we lived there, when I was little, and the friend is a teacher in the high school. So I would be going down to stay with them for a month or so by myself
mm-hmm.
and just go into the school.
For your future, so do you think you might go to university?
Yes, for sure. Definitely.
So you think that might be one of the reasons you want to...
Well, like, you can go to university without any of your high school credits.
Yeah.
They're actively recruiting, like, homeschooled people and stuff. But my dad really wants me to go to school. So I think eventually I'm going to eventually end up going to the same high school probably as my brother.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be... I might try it, like, in grade 10 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I have really good friends that go to school and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of changed my perspective a bit, because,
mm-hmm.
like, now I know. Because when I was little, I went to school,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, the goody-good of the class and everything like that. The teacher loved me, everything. So when we moved, it was a really big adjustment,
mm-hmm.
and going into the homeschool group with all the kids that had bad experiences at school,
mm-hmm.
it changed the way I looked at it.
Would you say... Did it change it in a way that you can see it in a fair, in a balanced way? Like, it's not terrible,
I think the way I see it now is fair, like, but I don't know if that's the right word,
mm-hmm.
because it's not really fair or unfair going to school or not going
mm-hmm.
to school or how I think of school. But I think that, I don't know, for some people, school is the right thing, and for some people, it's just not.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I don't think that I'm one of the people that it's for.
wanted to maybe round it up. You mentioned that when Devon went to school and found it didn't work for her at that point,
mm-hmm.
she came back not damaged, feeling something was wrong with her, but feeling instead that...
Yeah, I was really pleased because although I know she was disappointed in a certain respect that her school experience didn't work out, she didn't leave it with feeling that it didn't work out because there was something wrong with her or she was lacking in some way or that her approach to things was, you know, not... She felt good about herself and just didn't feel like it was the right thing for her. She didn't feel like she couldn't fit in. She felt like she didn't really want to fit in that environment. She was pretty clear about who she was going in, and that wasn't shaken by her experience at school. Devon might try it again if she goes into the system at all in a limited way. I think it will be as one part of her overall learning experience, not as the whole of it. With Sean, it's like, no, it's like he's signed up now, and okay, so I only have to do this, and you know, by 3 o'clock I'm done and it's over, and why would I do anything else educational? I'm surprised that Sean was able to go in to high school with doing really nothing at home in a structured academic way and do really no homework or anything except show up to class and still get a 68% average. I thought that was a little surprising. I thought he would struggle more when he first started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Devon, I wasn't surprised. I knew she was going to do well. She's more self-motivated.
Yeah. Now that you're at school, do you think that's a good influence on your kids? I mean, how do you see that?
Well, yeah. I mean, they were very excited for me when I got into school. But at the same time, it was an adjustment for them not having me here, mostly to drive them around everywhere that they wanted to go, right? And I think that, too, as nice as almost 10, they need me to provide something different in their lives, and maybe it is more of a role model type thing rather than being there on a day-to-day way. And they're very independent. And Devon assists Nysa. It was hard on Nysa when both the kids were going to school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was very challenging for her. But when Devon's here, she really helps her sister a lot with different things. She's a great big sister. So, you know, it's worked itself out. You know, Devon made dinner one night a week. Sean made dinner one night a week when I was in school. You know, so that was very helpful. And they were great about giving me space to study most of the time. I mean, you know, they would say, oh, but it's only 10 seconds, only 10 seconds. And I'd say, explain to them, yeah, but if all of you need me for only 10 seconds every hour, that's too many interruptions. Okay. But they did adjust okay, and they were great, especially during exams. They knew it was serious for me, and they were really cooperative. You know, the other thing about, for me, doing school, it's sort of interesting in the homeschool perspective, is that, of course, I didn't go to university at all. So I went straight into the mature student program, which doesn't happen very often. So it's also, I think, helped to show the kids that there are ways of doing things that you want to do, even when it's not the traditional way that people go about. They thought that was great. But one other observation. Law school is about as far removed from the learning concepts that I support in homeschooling as you can get. The learning environment at law school is just about the opposite of what I would consider to be a learning environment that really
oh my gosh.
Is healthy.
The end.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.